Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
3, 2, 1.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has named July as Ultraviolet Safety Month. And joining us by phone to talk about that is Dr. Joanna McGetrick. Dr. McGetrick is a dermatologist from the Osceola Regional Medical Center. Dr. McGetrick, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Well, I guess it's apropos that we talk about sun safety on Sunny FM. It's July. Everyone's going to try to get outside, but of course, with the pandemic, who knows? Because we've all been sort of hanging out inside, and now all of a sudden we're going to go outside because of the reopenings, are we at more risk?
Well, not necessarily more than you would normally be. People have that concept that a base tan will protect you, but in reality, it really doesn't, if that's the question.
Well, I mean, like, you know, most of us haven't been able to go to the beach, and then all of a sudden we're just going to go out and get burned up. Do we have to take extra precautions, maybe?
Well, yes. So you absolutely want to make sure that you have your sunscreen on, and you have to remember to reapply when you're at the beach because of the heat and the sweating and the water. Sunscreen usually only makes it about an hour and a half before you need to reapply. The fact that we've been inside, I don't know that that increases our risk at all now that we're going out. But yes, you want to do whatever you can to keep from going outside and getting a sunburn on top of everything else.
Exactly. So what's the best SPF for going to the beach?
So the key is you have to make sure, A, that you'll wear it. So you need to find one that you actually like. But B, that it's the right product for what you're doing. So you want to make sure it says it's waterproof and it says it's sweatproof. Because if it doesn't say that, you know, it won't last the full hour and a half at the beach. And you want to make sure that it's at least an SPF 30, preferably higher. And then for extended exposures, especially, you know, boating or being out on the beach, things where you're really going to be collecting a lot of radiation, you want to reach for the UPF rated clothing, really, if you can. That does a better job, especially when you're adding reflection in off the water.
Ooh, let's talk about that, because I don't know if a lot of people know that there are specific kinds of clothing that help or offer protection. What kind of clothing are we talking about?
So it's a lot more readily available than it used to be, but you can buy, they're almost like rash guards for the true, like, athletic things. But there are clothing that you can buy now that look like regular clothing and have UPF woven into the fabric. There's several really good companies for that, but a lot of the athletic gear, so, you know, say you're a cyclist or a golfer or, you know, fisherman, even when you're specifically looking at companies for clothing through them, most of them now offer UPF rated clothing. And for me, you know, I've got little kids, and so I find that that's the easiest way to keep them sun protected is just getting them the bathing suits that are UPF rated. And there's lots of those companies. You can even pick those up at Target. They're much more readily available.
I know a lot of people will throw a hat on, but, you know, again, you have to have the right kind of hat, because if you're letting in most of the sun, it doesn't really work, right?
Correct. Correct. You know, I think most people tend to reach for baseball caps. which certainly help protect, you know, the top of your head and your forehead, but you still get a lot of sun, in particular on your ears, the lower part of your face, your neck and chest. So same sort of thing, especially if you're adding reflection in from water, you want to get the biggest hat I can possibly get you to wear. And a lot of the fishermen now are wearing, you know, the gaiters that you pull up over your neck and onto your lower face, and that also helps quite a bit.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to be just totally enwrapped in some kind of head-to-toe protection because of the COVID, right?
Well, yeah, there's that too. the hazmat suit does offer some protection.
Exactly. Not exactly fashionable, but it works.
Exactly.
I want to talk to you about shade, because I think it gets misunderstood, because you say, well, I'm standing under a tree or I'm in the shade. But that's not exactly true either, right?
Correct. I mean, it helps. It'll help keep you cooler, but it's certainly not going to keep you from collecting UV radiation. So you really need to add in everything that you can, the sunscreen, the hats, the sunglasses, shade if you can.
Because reflection, right? I mean, even when you're
absolutely.
Underwater, it bounces right off there.
Absolutely. And I think, speaking of reflection, the other thing to really remember is how important it is to wear your sunglasses, because technically that protects the skin around your eyes, but I think a lot of people don't realize how much damage UV radiation does to your eyes. So you can get melanomas in the back of your eye, but it also affects vision later on in life. So if you can protect your eyes, that is also a good thing to do.
And the wraparounds, of course, being the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's switch gears and let's talk about skin cancers. I know it's a scary thing for some people, skin cancer, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, right? I mean, it's
correct.
One of the most treatable cancers there is, right?
Absolutely. So melanoma, I kind of group as its own beast. That is the main reason we do skin cancer screenings, is looking for that. And that particular cancer, if you miss it, is a big deal. The treatments are getting better, but you know, we still would much rather catch it when it's teeny tiny, not a big deal for me to remove. I can remove it in an in-office procedure in half an hour. But that's kind of its own entity. The skin cancers that I see the majority of, especially being here in Florida, are the ones called basal cell and squamous cell. Those are exceedingly common, but they don't tend to be the type of thing that kills you. You really have to neglect them for them to become dangerous in most situations, unless you're immunocompromised in some way. And those are the vast majority of what I treat every day.
Well, how do you figure out, you know, if it's a mole or it could be a melanoma? How do you do a self-examination up front?
Well, the key is looking for things that don't fit, because you are probably used to looking at your arms and your legs, and, you know, you kind of have a general idea of what your moles normally look like. But if something new were to pop up that doesn't match what your other moles look like, that is something that we definitely worry about. They tend to come in much darker than your typical mole would. Things that are changing are not a good thing. Not much should be changing. And things that itch or bleed, that obviously is something to worry about and bring to our attention.
But the thing about it is, you know, it's hard to tell just on your
right.
own. So you should get a professional like yourself to take a look at it.
When in doubt, there's no harm in me just taking a peek at it. And then we do recommend that everyone gets screened every year, just because there's a lot of your body that you can't see, you know, the top of your head, behind your ears, parts of your back. They're just places where people don't look, and just let somebody take a look once a year.
Yeah, it's true, because, you know, it's the top of your head, you probably don't even think about it, you know?
Exactly. And that is a place we remove a ton of skin cancer from.
Just so people can, you know, relax. I mean, if you get a really bad burn, you know, out one day at the beach, you get a bad burn, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to turn into something right away, right?
Correct. No, it doesn't necessarily mean. Really, it's a combination of your lifetime exposure and your genetics. If you've got a strong family history of skin cancer, you probably shouldn't be out baking and collecting a bunch of radiation. But it's more than I got one sunburn and now I'm doomed to have skin cancer. That's absolutely not accurate. It's a combination of things.
Right. Everything is a combination of things, right? It depends,
right.
Depends on the person.
Exactly.
But let's get back to the sunscreen, because this is an important mm-hmm. thing. Now, you were talking about 30 SPF or higher. Are there sunscreens out there that are just ridiculously high and you think, well, okay, that's ridiculous?
Yeah, so with the SPF, it's on what's called a logarithmic curve, and so the numbers at the very beginning make a big difference. So the difference between a 4 and a 30 is huge. The difference between a 30 and a 50 is decent, but when you start talking the difference between 50 and 150, there's not a dramatic difference in the amount of protection that you get. Does that mean if you like it, SPF 100, that it's a bad thing? No, not at all. You do get some increased protection, but not to the same level that it would seem. It's not a direct relationship.
SPF 100, what is that, just like paint? Latex?
You know, it's not as bad as you think. It really depends on the brand. And then there's a lot of different compounds that are used for sun protection. And this comes up a lot. There are a lot of chemical sunscreens that tend to, you know, if when you're looking for the sunscreens that go on really lightweight and that don't leave that whitish tint, you know, that tends to be more the chemical sunscreens. And then there's the mineral sunscreens, which are zinc and titanium, and those are the ones that look like paste. But those tend to be what I reach for with my kids and what we tend to use in our household.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What's safe for the kiddos?
I try and avoid the extra chemicals if I can. And I also like the fact that you can see the zinc. And so when they start to, you know, they're rubbing their eyes in the pool or whatnot, you can sort of tell when they rub their sunscreen off. And that's an indicator for you to reapply. But we definitely wear the UPF clothing here. It's also easier than I just have to worry about their faces.
And what about the expiration date on these things? You know, how long do they last?
So definitely check the expiration dates, in particular on the chemical sunscreens. Those you do want to go through. I usually recommend people go through at the beginning of summer and kind of go through their sunscreen supply and get rid of any that are expired, because they probably are not as effective, in particular the chemical ones.
And the cosmetic ones are maybe not the way to go either, right?
Well, they help. They help, but not to the degree that I think people think. I usually have people get a moisturizer with sunscreen in it for their day-to-day wear. They make some great ones that have an SPF 30 that you just put on every day when you get out of the shower. And then people can certainly buy the makeup that has the SPF in it. And those layers do help with your day-to-day, you know, going to Publix, driving in the car, you know, some of those minimal exposures. But if you're going to the beach, it's definitely not going to be enough. And those also usually are not waterproof or sweat resistant.
So the moral of the story here is to wear a hat, wear good clothing, put on the SPF, put on the sunscreen, make sure you reapply it. Just be very diligent about it and check out your skin. And anything you see that's weird or abnormal, talk to your dermatologist, which would be you, right?
Absolutely.
Well, not specifically you, but, you know, it's not a big deal to come in and say, hey, check this out, right?
No, not at all. And I think people have this perception that we're scary and that it's a big deal to come in for an exam, but it's really not. And, you know, just to let somebody take a look at your skin, it doesn't take very long. It's really not as dramatic as it is in your head. And, you know, just let somebody look. We're just trying to keep you safe.
Well, an ounce of prevention, right?
Exactly.
All right, Dr. Joanna McGettrick, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.